The AUD Theatre has been maintained with many upgrades and facelifts over the decades. And now the focus is on the seats, a need that was brought to full view at the Christmas concert in 2022. Due to wear and tear, breakage and discomfort, something must be done, and it wasn't going to be easy or cheap. This year following Christmas at the AUD 2023 performances, chair of the AUD Theatre Board Jean-Anne Overend outlined a project to retain the historic character of the seats while providing comfort to theatre goers. An information sheet was provided to concert guests, explaining the scope of the renovation project, which will see re-upholstering of the original seatbacks and refinishing on the wooden arms. Brackets will be replaced to allow new, larger seat cushions. In case anyone is interested, the seats will actually go from 16-inch cushions which you are sitting on tonight to 18, 19 and 20-inch cushions. So if you're not sure how big that is, the sample seats that we have set up in the foyer are actually 18-inch cushions. She invited people to try those out. The board hopes to begin the project in the spring of 2024. Seats will be removed from the theater floor in the summer when the theater isn't busy. The plans have to go before the government to make sure they meet all the requirements of an historic building, as this is a designated historic site. While the seats are out, the floor will be redone, sanded, cracks filled and refinished with an epoxy coating. Hopefully they will stand up to another 100 years of wear, said Overend. During the concert, Emily Cochran, a homecoming university student, was one of the vocal performers. She was obviously at home on the stage of her childhood, and now Emily is supporting the renovation with designs of the new seating plan. Because the seats are changing in size, the seating layout will also need to change. MC and vice chair of the AUD board, Brad Hayward, said, "We were struggling with what to do, and then, we were put in touch with Emily Cochran." He explained that Cochran has finished a degree in architecture and will be moving to Vancouver to study at a master's level. But recently, the board engaged her help. Hayward said, "She did an absolutely amazing job providing us with a whole bunch of information, a bunch of things to consider with making a decision. She's been an absolute godsend to us. I just want to say on behalf of the board, you did an amazing work as an architect. I can't wait to see where your career takes you. And thank you for all that you gave us. It was a huge help." The AUD has received other help of late. Some years ago, the board commissioned canvases of historic pictures to be hung in the hall foyer. Additional displays have been recently added. For these and for a start on financing the seat project, the AUD board credits donors: Jim Treliving, Canada's Walk of Fame, Tim Horton Smile Campaign, Verdon Lions Club, Royal Bank and Verdon Area Foundation. Going forward, the Restoration Committee has set their fundraising goal at $500,000. Check donations can be made out to the Verdon Auditorium Restoration Committee Inc. or by e-transfer to oddrestoration@gmail.com. Donors can receive a charitable receipt.